Paul Cobbing is chief executive of the charity, the National Flood Forum. And Paul Cobbing, there's been so much talk in recent days about how to protect individual households and businesses and whole villages, towns and cities. And the phrase that keeps coming up, of course, is flood defences. We want to talk a little more about what that actually means. What do you understand by that phrase?
Thank you, Eddie. I mean, traditionally, we've talked about flood defences, which is essentially engineering solutions to hold water back and put it in the right places when we want it to be there. So walls, pumps, and sort of slightly more advanced things like hydro breaks. Yeah, Warrington has a scheme which uses the power of the water to hold the water back, so to speak. A brand new scheme, and very effective it is too. So there's a lot of technical solutions out there which are fundamentally engineering based, and we have to bear in mind that 10% of our land is actually below sea level, and that's managed on a day-to-day basis by these engineering solutions, by management of our waterways, the sort of desilting and vegetation management, pumps and walls, to actually make sure that we stay safe and dry on a day-to-day basis.
I imagine some of these flood defences, from the way you've described them, sound pretty much close to permanent. There'll be other more temporary structures, I imagine.
That's right. Something like 85% of all our temporary flood defences or flood barriers are now in the northwest. So they can be moved around, put up at will. And you may remember a few years ago, there was a big case in Bewdley in Worcestershire where these sorts of things were introduced, maybe not for the first time, but in one of the very first times. And they work very effectively can work very effectively in the right place, and they can be put up and taken down at will.
Tell me about the Pitt Review of 2007.
Pitt Review of 2007 was really introduced some new concepts into flood risk management, which was really about putting people at the centre of the whole process rather than just saying it's all about engineering. And so the National Flood Forum, for example, we work with communities about giving communities control by helping them to work with partners to identify the issues that need dealing with, because communities very often know about their flood risk issues far better than a model, for example, or whatever. And there's an important that there is a people work in partnership with the different agencies to actually get the right solutions that are going to work for them. And very often you come up with better solutions as well.
I know you have to rush off to another interview, but in 30 seconds, do you have a view, the big debate about the building of homes and floodplains?
I have a big debate. The big issue is, are we doing enough? Is the planning system delivering the sorts of communities we want to live in 30 years' time? And I don't think we have the evidence for that at the moment. I'd like to see that as part of a major review.
Thank you. Paul Cobbing, Chief Executive of the charity, the National Flood Forum. This is Tuesday's PM. It's 5:24.